Welcome back to the iCast. I'm Robbie Klanik, and you are joining us for our first episode of Music Monday. Today, I'm joined by Max Liu, Sean McSween, Dave Martin, and Noah Virant. All of us are going to talk about a song we've been listening to this week and maybe some stories that go along with it or stories that have come up in the music industry over the past many years. Before we get started, of course, it's Monday morning, so we are all drinking some coffee. Max, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Starbucks attempt at third wave coffee called the Sirens Blend. It's a blend of Ethiopian and Guatemalan coffees, and all the beans that are put into production for this blend were grown on farms where all the women, or all the workers are women. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Awesome. What about you, Sean?
I'm currently drinking a high-end coffee that I don't know the name of because my parents made it this morning and I took some. So there's that.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Dave, what do you got?
Right now I'm drinking Folgers. It's caffeinated, obviously, and it's just straight black coffee. So yes, I'm enjoying the simple things in life right now.
What's their like slogan again, or their like jingle? I'm blanking.
I don't know, but I think yes, they have one.
It's like Folgers.
Isn't it like Folgers in your cup?
There we go. Yeah, that's
what yeah, something like
it's
that.
Folgers.
The best part of waking up. The best part of waking up is Folgers.
There you go.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, Noah, what do you got?
I totally didn't just wake up 2 minutes ago, so I have some water from last night.
So. Oh, that's the best type of coffee there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I also don't drink coffee, so.
Ooh. That's fair. You know what? I don't drink much coffee either, but I felt like I had to for this occasion. So I'm drinking a mocha my dad made me because, you know, dads are great. So it's also in a mug that says, I don't need Google. My father knows everything. So there's that as well.
Clever.
So now onto the part of the show where we actually talk about music. Who wants to go first with sharing their song of the week?
All right. So the song I have picked today is called Darling, Don't Be Late by Theo Katzman.
Didn't he just come to Cleveland?
Yeah, he did just come to Cleveland. I saw him at the Beachland Ballroom.
It's a great venue. Love that venue.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so this song means a lot to me because, well, it doesn't really mean a lot, but I really like the song and I really messed behind it because I was listening to it for the longest time and couldn't really understand it until he came to Cleveland and I saw him at the Beachland Ballroom. And it was cool because it was the last show of his tour, not because it was the scheduled last show of his tour, but because I saw him right before the quarantine went into effect and all artists canceled their tours. So it was kind of a special moment. But anyway, so right before he played this song, he told a little story about it, which was really nice because I had always wondered, like, what is this song about? There are some really strange lyrics. And it's a cool song because it's about, it's told from this perspective of his recently passed father, who was really stubborn and would always kind of get mad at his family whenever they were like not in the car at like 7:30 when they had to like leave at 8. And so it was kind of a cool song about him like retelling like the things that were kind of annoying about his dad, but it was really sweet because obviously he wasn't with him anymore and he kind of missed him. But anyway, he told that story before he played it, and then he played the song, and it absolutely banged. It was hype. Catch you on the flip side of that white marshmallow haze. But you know that I hate to wait. I'll be wearing my faded t-shirt to wrap them in orange beamer. I'll be smoking the leisure
great.
That's pretty sweet.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, going to a concert right before, you know, this whole quarantine thing, that's crazy.
It was nice to get one more in. I needed.
For sure.
But, no, yeah, that was really, it's a really cool song for me because it really makes me think about the messages that go into songs that you write, and like it's me as a songwriter takes a lot from that because I try and think of the strongest messages and like the most detailed messages, like not just writing about vague topics but like writing about specific things can be really cool. And so yeah.
Thank you so much. I'll go next with my song, I guess. My song is May I Have This Dance remix featuring Chance the Rapper by Francis dance, and the Relates. You know what? I will have this dance. so this song, I don't remember exactly when it came out, but when I started listening to it, it was during Christmas break of my sophomore year. And during Christmas break of my sophomore year, my grandma passed away, and all of a sudden, like, you know, our family like got a lot closer, you know, because normally that happens. And this song was like the song that just was played at like every family gathering we had for like the next week. And so it reminds me of like being with my family, even though it was like a really sad time, like this song kind of brought up the mood, and you know, we all had like a little dance party, so that's great. But yeah, kind of. It reminds me of being together with my family, which is pretty nice.
I think that's a great message. I think it's important that you have things that, like, you know, little bright spots whenever there's a bad thing happening.
Yeah, for sure.
Bright spot.
No, Robbie, was this a coincidence that the song was always playing in those 3 days? Or is it just like...
Well, so it was kind of funny. So my cousin who's lives in Chicago and everything, she's really, really into music, really, really into Chance the Rapper. So she found this song, and it was really funny because she found it like a day after my dad played it at our house, which is really, you know, kind of coincidental that they both,
right.
you know, found this song. But yeah, it just, I think it was coincidental, especially like right now during this time, being able to, you know, dance is kind of nice. I know like the other night we were like doing dishes and all of a sudden like a dance party broke out in our kitchen, which was really nice. So yeah, you know, brings a little happiness.
In the ground we bury the seeds of a pantry, all the things we carry, now we're down to our bed.
Those are good simple things that you got to look forward to during this time.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to go next?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll take the reins here. Oh, you go ahead, Dave.
No, Sean, you go ahead.
No, I insist.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to be talking about a song called Hard Rains in the Fall. It's by Bob Dylan, probably one of the biggest, most prominent folk rock singers besides like maybe Mason Ruffner, if you guys have ever heard of him. But this song, it really talks about just the things that go on in our world that like bring like doubt and negativity. Some of the lyrics are people's whose hands are all empty.
Where the people are many and their hands are all empty.
That kind of reminds us of like the inequality throughout the world. Pellets of poison.
Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters.
That talks about like environmental consequences, damn dirty prison.
Where the home in the valley meets the damp dirty prison. And the executioner's face is always well hidden.
That might suggest like mass incarceration in the United States. So a lot of the lyrics in the songs, when Dylan wrote them, it was in 1962. So amidst the 20-year war of the Vietnam War, So a lot of the references can also be used during that time. But this, the lyrics too go back even before that, and we can even see it now, present day, as some things in our world, like war, terrorism, racism, as they start to evolve, that we try to knock down. So Patti Smith, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of her, pretty prominent vocal name. She actually sang this song at the when Dylan won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016. He was the first American to do that since 1993, I think. And so when he won this, he actually wasn't there at the ceremony, but Patti Smith sang this song. And if you listen to the song, it kind of just talks about how we've all fallen in life. And Patti Smith, when she sang it, she actually forgot the lyrics. But right after that, there was a huge applause from her. So this book that I actually just finished yesterday by Richard F. Thomas, he's a Harvard professor of classics. He talked about this and he said that this was a perfect representation of what Dylan wanted to come out of this song. So I kind of just recognize it as a huge influence on the modern world. And also just what stuff that has happened in the past. And it comes off an album called The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. It's his second studio album. And the entire album talks about basically just stuff like this too. He has another song on there called Masters of War, which just by the title, I'm assuming you can guess what that's about.
For sure.
And then he also, he talks about too, like his, just like love relationship too, and how like the sometimes like the tragedy of love, with songs like Corina Corina, that's a great one, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. But then he actually finishes that album kind of on a high note with a song called I Shall Be Free, which could use, I mean, that uses a lot of references too. This album itself was released in 63. So civil rights movement was a huge, huge part of this time. So you could interpret that song in a bunch of different ways. But one thing too noted from Bob Dylan is that in his interviews, he actually never straightforward mentions like why he wrote this or like a direct response. He always says he just leaves it up to the public and his listeners to interpret it as they please. So yes. That is my recommended song.
Dang, Dave brought it.
A lot of info. That was really cool.
Thank you.
I feel inadequate now.
I feel like
we've all got these like a single paragraph, and Dave just like gave his thesis statement on this song.
Dave gave a full speech.
Where's Mr. Hoover? Let's have him. Give you a grade,
Dave. That was, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to up my Dylan game after this.
No. Up your Dylan game. I like that.
Yeah. I would arguably say that he's like, in my opinion, rock and roll wise, if you want to go by his lyrics, he's like a top five artist, like rock artist. For me, he's a top three artist, in my opinion. Just like favorites wise and just listening to him. Yeah.
I don't know if I put him that high, but his lyrics are pretty nice, if you know what
right.
I mean.
Yes, they are. Oh yeah,
I mean, after that description, I feel like it's hard to put him low on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, if we disagree, you know, Dave's just gonna talk us back into the corner until we submit. my song for the week. I was listening. You know, Spotify is a great streaming service. They are, in my opinion, the best. Like, screw Apple
Music. Sponsored by Spotify.
Yeah, hey. Come on, this is only our first episode, but you know, we're available.
Give us a ring. Come on, Spotify, hit us up.
But like, I love their Discover Weekly playlist that they'll give out to you. Like, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't know any other service. I mean, it could just be me being ignorant, but I don't know any other service that does that actually gives like good music. But I was listening to that this week. I tried talking to Max about this. I think he read me out of red.
Wow.
Yep. I'm sorry. I love you, man. I'm just trying to spice things up. There's a song by a band called TTNG. It's called Elk. And so it's this band, they were formed in 2004, and this was their title album, and the whole thing was just like taking animals and putting them sort of like a modern take on like the Carnival of the Animals, like, you know, the classic pieces. And they did like all their own separate animals and what like we're doing on that. But I liked the song Elk by them. The whole thing is, it's just completely instrumental. And it's just cool. It uses this really nice blend of like guitar techniques and trumpet stuff together with a low vibe background drum beat. And it's a cool thing to listen to, because when you compare it to their other songs of the album, it's completely unique to those as well. All the other ones have words that are like, it's like kind of like downplayed like lyrics and stuff, but this one, it's the only one that's completely instrumental. I thought it was really neat.
Cool.
Nice.
Sick. So thanks, Sean. My song is gonna be Small Talk by Briston Maroney. It's pretty fun. Lyrically it's different, I'd say, from most like indie rock songs.
And I do not want to be cold to you. You left me no choice.
And I was like super lucky, because back in November I sent him a DM on Instagram, completely thinking I would not get a response, asking if I could shoot photos for his show at Beecham Tavern. And a day later I got a DM saying, here, let me see if I can find it really quickly, because it was hilarious, because I'd have never heard someone answer a DM like this. Let's see.
That's sweet. So did you get to actually like do photos for him?
Yeah, I got put on the guest list. So I walked up, I was like, hey, I'm on the guest list. I was the only person on the guest list. So the guy,
VIP.
Yeah, the bouncer was like, I've never seen this happen before. And I was like, yeah, it's wow. New for me too. So yeah, I found the DM.
Kind of just happened, man. Yeah. You know. No sweat.
Did you have to show your ID? Like,
yeah, they asked me to show my ID because it's a bar, so they had to ID me.
Yeah.
You had to get the X's on your hands?
Yeah, they put X's on. Yeah, that's straight up, like, that's
just
the text.
Hit you with it, man.
Did Briston Maroney like, actually wow. just say, hey, dog?
Hey, dog.
Like, let's see if it'll show.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
Wow.
On November 19th at 9:30 a.m. So.
I like how you liked the text.
What else am I supposed to do?
Dang.
Did he like your text? I couldn't tell.
Let me check. Yes, he did.
Really, that's funny. Even better.
That.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's yeah. wrong.
So he's a real
congrats,
person.
Man.
Yes, he is a real person.
From this. He is real.
Real wow. person. He was on his way back to Tennessee as soon as the show ended. They were all packing up on their own.
One of my favorite venues has been the Grog Shop to go to, because it's so tiny. I saw AJR there like when they weren't that big.
Yeah, once this quarantine's over, like I'm going to every concert I can. Every $5 concert. Yeah,
why do concerts have to wait though? I mean, I know plenty of musicians. I think you guys know some musicians. I think we just have our own concerts.
Well, there's been some live streaming concerts that have been going on.
There's
like
been those. I was watching, I don't know if it was like, shoot, what's the public TV? I can't, my brain is doing a dumb.
PBS?
Yeah, PBS. There's this PBS special showing my age. But there's, I can't remember the musician's name, but he has, it's this kind of like famous jazz house, and it's literally just his house. Like the guy, he started doing music like from his living room, his concerts and stuff. And like he'd just invite people in or whatever. And so like it got to a certain point where he talked to his wife. He's like, hey, we can, you know, have a nice retirement, or we can go all in on this project. So they bought a new like plot of land. They built this house. It's like acoustically perfect. And they just like the whole thing they do is just concerts. It's really cool. It's like that, except, I don't, you know.
That's not Audio like, Tree, is it?
No, it's not Audio Tree. Okay. It's called the White House.
Okay.
Yeah. At least that's like the word on the street kind of name, I guess. I don't know if it had, that's like the actual name okay. or, yeah.
So I just went online and I found billboard.com 2 days ago put out like virtual live stream concerts. So if you're bored over your stay at home order, there are a bunch of concerts you can go see. Just get up that website. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. This has been a blast.
Thanks for having us.
I'll see you guys next Monday. Same time, same place. Yeah.